Good morning, and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
We had some wonderful assignments over the last couple
big
of
weeks. Big weekend.
Yes, big weekend. So here's what we were looking at. I embrace emerging experience. I participate in discovery. I'm a butterfly. I'm not a butterfly collector. We have so many ways of pointing at the butterflyness, unique expressions of life, nodes of intelligence, direct experience, life unfolding, is-ing, and so on. We're deeply conditioned to believe we are an experiencer of life rather than life's experience. I is the observer of life rather than an expression of life. No wonder the illusion of a self separate from life seems so real. Today, practice being the butterfly and not the butterfly collector. What is your experience of being life's experience rather than an experiencer of life? Recorded, listen. On Saturday, to say yes, you have to sweat and roll up your sleeves and plunge both hands into life up to the elbows. It is easy to say no, even if saying no means death. Yes is life and no is death. Yet most folks choose no because it's easier. Dying is easier than living. There's a sobering notion. At this juncture, we must ask, easier for whom? Since the answer is easier for ego, we can change whom to what. Our death, our lack of being alive in life, is easier for ego, because when we're not enjoying the life force animating us, that same life force feeds ego. So, of course, ego is very supportive of the no to life that gives ego our life. Sweating and plunging in both hands to the elbows might sound arduous, but what if we phrase it in this way? Is it easier to live in the light room or the dark room? Or how about, is it easier to live in joyful gratitude or in suffering? Makes our choice a lot clearer, doesn't it? Today, every time a no arises, turn attention to that light switch of yes. Recall three things you're happy about and add a smile. Record and listen. And on Sunday, I imagine that yes is the only living thing. Isn't that extraordinary? We just practice with no being the death to us that gives life to ego. And now we're invited to consider that yes is the only living thing, that life is yes. Life and yes are one and the same. In presence, there is nothing left over, no ego, no illusion of a separate self to say no. When here, at each unfolding moment, there is only yes. Is that so? Is that your experience? Today, take some time outs to notice how it feels to say yes and how it feels to say no. No need to attempt this in the busyness of the day. Sit down, sit still, and repeat each of the words while keeping attention on your experience. Record and listen.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it. I find it transformative just to hear you read it. You know, just hearing it and going to those experiences as you're reading it, it just got a big grin on my face.
So how about anybody else, huh?
Let's find out.
First of all,
in the air, would you please introduce yourself?
This is Tony from Athens.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Jerry. Hey, Ashwini. I'm so happy to get to be on the call and get to call in. I haven't been able to for a while, so very happy about that. And I worked, even though they're all three just fabulous, I spent more time with the last one on the saying yes. And being the experience, and oh my goodness, it's amazing. Just the contrast, for one, of saying no, and then with no, there's arguing, there's conditioning, arguing, conditioning, there's resistance, there's all this stuff to do, and with just, yes.
Muscles to tense.
Yes, shoulders up to my ears. And then it's just striking, just, yes. It's like, ah. nothing to do.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right. That's it, isn't it, Tony? Because in yes, life is doing it all. Mm-hmm. In no, I've got to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes yes so relaxing.
Yeah.
What do I need to do then? Well, I've done my part. I've said yes. And then everything is just going to unfold. I just need to keep saying yes. There it
yes.
is.
Yes. Yeah. No arguing. No, I don't have to fix anything. I don't have to change anything. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong in the moment. Just
yeah.
kind of, I feel like I'm just going to float through life.
Yes, yes, and you know, ego would say, "Oh, well, that's swell, and you'll never do anything, and you'll never accomplish anything, and you'll never get anywhere." That's not true. In fact, it's back to our images of the river, right, and the little boat and the paddling, and all that happens in yes with life is everything gets easy. That's it. That's the sum total of the difference. Because well, you need to what? I don't know. Clean the house. Yes. Okay. There. I've got all the energy I need. It's time to do it, or it wouldn't have occurred to me because I'm present, right? And so I have all the energy to do it, and I just do it.
Yeah, and it's not all this conversation. Well, no, I don't really want to do it right now. Or no, I don't like
to do it later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do I have to do it?
Yes.
Yeah. There's none of that. It's time to clean the house. It dropped in. It occurred to me. For it, I'm with me, like me. I enjoy my company. I like to do things with me. I'm fun. Good. Let's do this fun thing together.
Yes, and then whatever comes up in that, like, oh, there's the vacuum cleaner broke. Well, I can just say yes to that and then see what's next.
See what happens.
No, don't have to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, see what happens next. Uh-huh. And something
yes.
will, right? That something will happen next. It drops in that you could, you know, that your friend is coming over and maybe she or he could pop a vacuum in the back of the car for you. Or, well, I could sweep it. Gosh, remember before vacuums, people swept? Or, I mean, you don't remember before vacuums. Well, actually, neither do I. However, you get my point.
Yes,
yeah.
yes,
maybe
yes.
the neighbor has something. Maybe, I mean, or legitimately, well, I'll do it later. I'll drop the vacuum off to be fixed on my way to work, and then I can pick it up, and I'll do it later. You know, it just all works.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. It's really impressive.
It is. All right. Thank you
thank
so
you
much, Tony.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Tony. You know, Sherry, it takes some experience to really, it takes having that experience to build that faith because
yes.
it's extraordinary how as soon as my attention moves from the no, how much energy I really do have.
Yes.
So, till we have that experience with the energies in the conversation, we don't believe that life does things.
Exactly so. Yes. That belief that it takes me making everything happen, that's so ingrained, isn't it? So
yes.
You're right. It takes some practice to prove to ourselves that life is actually flowing along just fine in spite of all of ego's gyrations over here on the side.
Yeah, and my perfect example of that is facilitation. As soon as I have to be there for someone else, I'm not in a conversation about me. All the
mm-hmm.
energy is available.
Yes, yes.
And, it seems
and life can facilitate. Go ahead.
It was the important clue that's the difference in focus, me versus here.
Yes.
Oh, me versus
yes.
not me versus not me.
Yes. And me is very interested in being at the center of things, which is putting a big stumbling block in front of us.
And when me isn't there at the center of the universe, then once again, life can orchestrate everything just beautifully, perfectly, which it's always doing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Jen in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jen.
Hey. Well, I was saying yes to getting in the queue because I'm so inspired by everybody who, you know, I've heard so many people say they just get in the queue regardless, and that just feels like such a yes practice because I still will, you know, fall for that bamboozle sometimes of, well, not today, I didn't see enough good stuff about the quote, or I don't have something really good to say today, so I can't, you know, and all this craziness, instead of just the, like, yeah, yes, I'm going to be in the queue, and then I'll just see what happens. like you guys were just saying, like, well, life will take it wherever it needs to. I don't need to make sure that something is going to be made to happen. So I'm saying yes, I'm being in the queue, here I am, yay.
that's the whole deal, isn't it? That's it. And as people have pointed out, of course, getting in the queue is a way to say yes to being present, because ego will try to have a little. If they don't unmute you because you've got nothing to say, it'll try that little conversation, but you're not going to drift off. Right? You're not going to go off with ego into some conversation about the past or the future, because you might hear you're unmuted and you don't want to have to come back from a great distance in order to say hello.
Exactly. Now it's so good. And that's what I was saying too, with I loved that one of just, or the way that I took, you know, just recording the words, just the yes and the no and the kind of difference in the energy. And it feels like there's such a, like a contraction and the isolation, the separation in the no, which is exactly the place of like, don't get in the queue, stay off with me, where, you know, you can be distracted and not fully pay attention and just be in relationship with conditioned mind. Like, yeah, I could really feel that. That difference. So yes,
and then when you sat and repeated yes,
yeah, right. Okay. Then there's the expansion and the connection and mm-hmm. the kind of the ease and that relaxation of the shoulders that was just pointed out and all of that. Like, yeah, there is a yes does really feel so different. It's the connection and yeah, expansion. I just felt like a more of a contraction with the no and an expansion with the yes. It was really, really fun. I had a really good time just repeating those words and noticing. It was a really neat exercise.
Yes, good. And yeah. For anybody who liked that, for you and anybody else who liked it, a variation on that theme is to make a list of what you would call positive emotions and a list of what you would call negative emotions. And repeat the names of those emotions. And my encouragement, of course, is always to end on the positive ones, right?
Yeah.
And that what people experience is the same thing. You can actually feel your body contract saying negative, the labels for negative emotions. And oftentimes people can feel in the body exactly where those emotions are held, with the shoulders climbing up to the ears and the, you know, the tension in the body and the stomach contracts and all that sort of thing. And then repeating the names of the positive emotions, there's that expansiveness and the relaxation. And people will just kind of, you know, they'll often, well, how does it feel? Well, and they'll just open their arms up, you know, because that's the feeling. It's just, you just sort of, ooze off into everything else. You know, it's expansive and relaxed. And so that can be a really fun exercise to do to prove, you know, which one we want to attend to and why it is so important.
Yeah, that
start
is
ruminating about the negative.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And thank you for that. I'll just lastly say that I'm so grateful that you said it in that way. And I will play with that because I just have been seeing like it doesn't even feel like there's a lot going on. I mean, sometimes there is a, you know, content quote problem or whatever, but even when there's not, like, it just feels like conditioning's just been, you know, there's like some of those conditioning storms have been kicking up and stuff. And it feels like that's exactly what conditioning tries to do. Like, there's not even really, you know, a quote reason to feel bad or whatever, but it just starts hurling the negative, you know, just hurling yes. those words and those feelings at the human. And I notice that effect that it has. So I yeah. feel like that really helps me to dial in a little bit more to look at, like, okay, whoa, what's going on? And that I can choose instead to direct my attention to the quote, you know, positive words, to the yeses, to those other places. Yeah, that's really helpful.
Yeah, that is so important, Jen, because that is the reason that we focus so much on directing attention, because it mm-hmm. is that simple. Conditioning mm-hmm. is talking us into feeling bad.
Yes.
And when we don't do that, we prove to ourselves, again, it's the proving to ourselves that I can talk myself into the present, into focusing on beauty and goodness and love and compassion and kindness. I can talk myself into being aware that that's what life actually is, simply by turning my attention away from that negativity and bringing it to what's so. Not making up stuff, you know. It's not
yeah.
We're not talking Pollyanna. It's
yeah.
just looking out my window and seeing that Australian tea tree plant, whatever that thing is with the purple flowers, and the you know, the mm-hmm. and hear the birds singing, and the blue sky, and the trees against the blue. You know, that's real. That is real and true in my life. And by the way, I had a great breakfast. So I don't have to make up a lot of, oh, I wish I lived on a beautiful island with a, you know, no, we're not
right.
doing that. Conditioning yeah. does that, making up yeah. negativity that doesn't yeah. exist. But we're just coming back to what is real. And when we start talking to ourselves about that, we have that experience that you described, where the energy just grows and expands, and here we are, and it's lovely.
That's so inspiring. Thank you so much. So fun.
You are so welcome.
I'm glad I said yes. Thank
Not
you.
Glad you said yes. Exactly. Thanks,
Jen.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jen. Oh, my God, Terry. It is so true that that line that you just said, that conditioning makes up all kinds of negativity that doesn't exist, but if we turn our attention to here, we are in what life is, which isn't that made up negativity. And
yeah.
going back to that earlier conversation with Tony, that life energy signature is so different. And if we're just if we learn to tune into and calibrate to that that energy of life, that resonance with what is so, it's such a different experience.
Yeah, yeah. And it's available to us all the time. You
yeah.
know, there's a sky, and it's either the sky is doing what it's doing with the sun, or the sky is doing what it's doing with the moon and the stars. Okay, but it's
yeah.
always there, and it's real, and it's beautiful. Okay, whatever else this conditioned mind wants to tell us, and then we start from there, and then we just go to the people in our lives that we love and the good things that happen to us, and we can just go on and on and on. I could tell you about my favorite sweatshirt and how much it means to me, right? Much more.
Yeah.
It means much more to me than grousing about the driver who cut in front of me, or the worrying about the imaginary something that could happen because of whatever.
Yeah. Well, today's assignment fits perfectly with that. I can't wait to read it. But how about I get another caller on
right.
and see what they did with the last 3 days. Here we go.
All right. Sounds good.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Laura. Can you hear
me? Hey, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Yeah.
So I'm in a I'm in a high drop zone, so if I go away, just move on.
Okay. We'll just say, thank you, Laura. Go well.
Exactly.
Go happy.
I just love all of this conversation. It just is, just smiling all along the way. So I'm visiting family, and so the saying yes, and I've been really watching, like, what is it that in, so I don't, and the not thinking, I feel like those two have been, just been so brilliantly helpful around, you know, not thinking about saying yes or saying no. I can just look to my experience of whatever sensations are going on in the body that's going to let me know what's actually happening.
Yes. 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 So you can look at those sensations. So we're back to Tony. You know, oh, my shoulders seem to be up around my ears. Well, they don't need to be. So I can just take a breath, let it go, drop the shoulders. What's going on? Well, nothing. Am I okay? Is that okay? Well, what's the sky doing now? Any trees around? How about birds? Can I hear a bird? How about those kids that are so cute?
Yeah, this rooster that crows continuously all day long. It's just really, like, you know, it's just fabulous, right? Because it brings you back to the moment, right? Like, oh,
yes.
There's a rooster. Where was I?
Yes.
And so watching when I'm in tension, whatever, that's my cue. And I can say thank you to that.
Uh-huh.
And come right back to here, and then I've been watching, right? So the conversation around family, and then seeing what I got to probably more this morning, but it was percolating last night, was, okay, we all love each other. We're all, you know, here to have conversations about my mom and how to best approach her, and there's a lot of I don't knows, and so tension is going into beliefs, opinions, wanting them to be different, me to be whatever. And so yesterday there was a conversation happening, and I just got to beautifully just excuse myself and go walk around the house and stay out of a conversation about the people, but be in a conversation of, like, I was just looking around at the property and the animals and all of that, and got back to there is nothing wrong.
Uh-huh.
Right. So it was that old place of thinking I had to be different, or I had to, or they had to be different to be in that conversation. It's like having a conversation with conditioned minds. And having the experience of just getting out of the conversation altogether.
Yes. And turning your attention, because now as soon as you slide into Buddhahood, and I do, and everybody does, right? As soon as we slide into Buddhahood, then we can sit in any conversation about anything, no matter how identified with ego people are or how much self-hate there is flying around the kitchen table. And it, we'll just smile because, you know, because it's not landing anywhere. We haven't quite reached Buddhahood. Well, I haven't. I can't speak for you, but so there are times when it drops in. Gosh, why don't you just go for a little walk while this conversation is going on? Because it's hard to stay at center. Hard to stay in unconditional love when this is going on. And there's no reason to stay there. There's no reason to get identified with ego and forget that you love these people and that we're all here because we love mom and we want to do the right thing. So just walk around, see beautiful things, see the animals, see the place. Remember how much you love mom and how much you love these other people and what good people they are. And just breathe and walk around and remember. And then when you're ready, come back.
Yes. And it works. That was the miraculous thing when I came back to the table and they just kept on talking, right? And they came back to the table and then I was just able to kind of just smile and slide back in, and we're all good. So
we're all good. In fact, if you're ever in that place and you really want to throw them off, you just walk back in, look around at each one of them, and say, "Yeah, I love you, people. You are the best people in the world."
Oh,
because that's how you feel, right?
Yeah,
we're conditioned
totally.
Not to say it, but that is exactly what you were feeling.
And I bet you, Sherry, I'll have another opportunity.
I bet you will. It's wonderful. I hope you make deep gusto to the rooster of attention. Right?
Isn't he great?
And every time you hear him, it's Aldous Huxley, you know, Island. Pay attention. That's what he's really doing. It's not cock-a-doodle-doo. He's saying, pay attention. Get here. Be here. Be here.
Completely.
Yeah.
So
that's
deep gusto.
Gusto to you, Laura.
Thanks, Laura. I love that conversation, Sherry. The rooster of attention. I could just imagine a little mascot for us.
Right.
And that thing about I don't have to stay in a conditioned conversation, internal or external. You know, that the ability to recognize that that's what's going on and to exit, to say no to that, it's so that exercise, right? It's a...
Yes.
That's the no that we're practicing all the time.
Yes, yes, I'm convinced that that is the actual best reason for bathrooms. I know most people think that other reason is the best reason for bathrooms, but you can extricate yourself from anything, and nobody's going to ask you what you're doing, right?
Yes.
And you just and then you come back to. Get to center and come back and join in again, and all is good.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to squeeze one more caller in, Sherry. Next caller, you're now live. Here, would you please introduce yourself? Next caller. Hello. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller.
Hello.
There you are.
This is Amy from Palo Alto calling from Pennsylvania.
All right. Getting around.
Yes. And this has been a great conversation. I'm with family, so that last conversation felt right on the mark. And very helpful. I'm going to take on those exercises. I'm practicing saying yes, getting in the queue.
Good for you.
And I have a week off of work this week, and usually my work schedule is a conflict, so I'm calling in.
Oh, good. Good. I love holidays. You know, it's so often with practice we lose people on holidays, but we're finding with Project Joy that we actually get a lot of people because, you know, work schedule conflicts, and now you're available and you choose to be with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And also, what I'm looking at with saying yes is the rolling up the sleeves and saying yes, and I loved the example of cleaning the house. I'm here helping my parents prepare their house to go on the market, and I had left some stuff in storage a number of years ago, and I'm about to embark on the decluttering process that I've heard people talk about recently on calls. So,
Go ahead. Then I want to ask you something. Go ahead.
Just what I'm seeing about it is that it feels like it's there's a ripeness. I feel a lot of willingness, and it just feels really the time is now.
Right.
And
it's a workshop, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
It's a workshop. Yeah. It's not some dread, horrible. Thing. It's a workshop. You're back there. You're on retreat. You're getting to see family dynamics. Learn a lot in that. And
yes.
And then the part that I'm fascinated about. So you left this stuff there in storage basically for years.
Yes.
It is going to be such a workshop to look at those things and go, Wow. Who was I, really? If I want a little quick check-in of how different I am, gosh, yeah, I really am, aren't I?
Yes. Yeah, it feels like a real full circle kind of moment. And returning and, sort of looking at what I'm going to uncover and a lot to practice with.
And, yes, yes.
And I feel up to the task, so...
And so I just want to say that little line again so that it maybe is, helps you frame it. But looking at seeing the karma, not in a personal way, but just being in this stepped back way, being able to get a look at the karma that she was living out then, and how different she is now, and how much of that karma has fallen away.
Mm-hmm.
How much has been healed and let go.
Okay, I will take that on as my focus.
Yeah, kind of a little, not a koan exactly, but just a perspective, sort of an orientation. And in that way, there can be an element of celebration with it.
Yeah. Sorry, there's some traffic going by. But yes, to keep that stepped back perspective and sort of see it from, yeah, that larger place.
Yeah, and celebrate the work that she's done and the growth that has happened.
Okay, I will do that.
Good. Let me know how it goes, okay?
Okay. I'll check back in.
All right. Good. Good.
Okay.
Thanks, Amy.
Great.
Take good care.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Amy. And that brings us to the end of a marvelous show, Sherry. And here's that wonderful assignment.
Can't wait.
I neglect God and his angels for the noise of a fly, for the rattling of a coach, for the whining of a door. Incalculable goodness and beauty surround us in each moment, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. We're conditioned to ignore this magnificence, to give attention to any little irritation, real or imagined, that ego can find to focus on. I could celebrate that I can hear, but that music is so annoying. I could delight in my ability to see, but that whatever it is so unattractive. I could rejoice in my ability to feel if I weren't so uncomfortable. We can sit in an airplane, be transported across a continent, and complain that not only were we 20 minutes late, the internet didn't work. We can so easily lose sight of the miraculous, and our lives are filled with the miraculous, when the voices in conditioned minds start their campaign of dissatisfaction. Today, practice expanding awareness to include the unnoticed magnificence. Let ego's dissatisfaction remind you to look for the goodness and beauty surrounding you. Record and listen.
That is a good one, isn't it?
It's a very good one.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashwini, taking time out from your busy retreat to be with us.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Good. And thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody, on your, especially those of you traveling on your holiday and that sort of thing, for joining us. And for everybody else, it's always a delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. Take care. Go happy.
Take care. Go happy. Bye-bye.